Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 3. Propositions of Relation. 1. Introductory. A proposition of relation of the kind to be here discussed has for its two terms two species of the same genus, such that each of the two names conveys the idea of some attribute not conveyed by the other. Thus, the proposition, some merchants are misers, is of the right kind, since merchants and miseries are species of the same genus men, and since the name merchants conveys the idea of the attribute mercantile, and the name misers the idea of the attribute miserly, each of which ideas is not conveyed by the other name. But the proposition, some dogs are setters, is not of the right kind, since, although it is true that dogs and setters are species of the same genus animals, it is not true that the name dogs conveys the idea of any attribute not conveyed by the name setters. Such propositions will be discussed in Part 2. The genus of which the two terms are species is called the universe of discourse, or more briefly, the univ. The sign of quantity is some, or no, or all. Note that though its sign of quantity tells us how many members of its subject are also members of its predicate, it does not tell us the exact number. In fact, it only deals with three numbers, which are, in ascending order, 0, 1, or more, the total number of members of the subject. It is called a proposition of relation because its effect is to assert that a certain relationship exists between its terms. 2. Reduction of a proposition of relation to normal form. The rules for doing this are as follows. 1. Ascertain what is the subject, that is, ascertain what class we are talking about. 2. If the verb governed by the subject is not the verb are or is, substitute for it a phrase beginning with are or is. 3. Ascertain what is the predicate, that is, ascertain what class it is, which is asserted to contain some, or none, or all of the members of the subject. 4. If the name of each term is completely expressed, that is, if it contains a substantive, there is no need to determine the univ, but if either name is incompletely expressed and contains attributes only, it is then necessary to determine a univ in order to insert its name as the substantive. 5. Ascertain the sign of quantity. 6. Arrange in the following order: sign of quantity, subject, copula, predicate. Let us work a few examples to illustrate these rules. 1. Some apples are not ripe. The subject is apples. 2. The verb is are. 3. The predicate is not ripe. As no substantive is expressed and we have not yet settled what the univ is to be, we are forced to leave a blank. 4. Let univ be fruit. 5. The sign of quantity is some. 6. The proposition now becomes some apples are not ripe fruit. 2. None of my speculations have brought me as much as 5%. 1. The subject is my speculations. 2. The verb is have brought, for which we substitute the phrase are that have brought. 3. The predicate is that have brought, etc. 4. Let univ be transactions. 5. The sign of quantity is none of. 6. The proposition now becomes none of, my speculations, are, transactions that have brought me as much as 5%. 3. None but the brave deserve the fair. To begin with, we note that the phrase none but the brave is equivalent to no, not brave. 1. The subject has for its attribute not brave, but no substantive is supplied, so we express the subject as not brave. 2. The verb is deserve, for which we substitute the phrase are deserving of. 3. The predicate is deserving of the fair. 4. Let univ be persons. 5. The sign of quantity is no. 6. The proposition now becomes, no, not brave persons, are persons deserving of the fair. 4. A lame puppy would not say thank you if you offered to lend it a skipping rope. 1. The subject is evidently lame puppies, and all the rest of the sentence must somehow be packed into the predicate. 2. The verb is would not say, and so forth, for which we may substitute the phrase are not grateful for. 3. The predicate may be expressed as not grateful for the loan of a skipping rope. 4. Let univ be puppies. 5. The sign of quantity is all. The proposition now becomes all, lame puppies, are, puppies not grateful for the loan of a skipping rope. 5. No one takes in the times unless he is well educated. 1. The subject is evidently persons who are not well educated. No one evidently means no person. 2. The verb is take in, for which we may substitute the phrase, are persons taking in. 3. The predicate is persons taking in the times. 4. Let univ be persons. 5. The sign of quantity is no. 6. The proposition now becomes no, persons who are not well educated, are, persons taking in the times. 6. My carriage will meet you at the station. 1. The subject is my carriage. This being an individual is equivalent to the class my carriages. Note that this class contains only one member. 2. The verb is will meet, for which we may substitute the phrase are that will meet. 3. The predicate is that will meet you at the station. 4. Let univ be things. 5. The sign of quantity is all. 6. The proposition now becomes all, my carriages, are, things that will meet you at the station. 7. Happy is the man who does not know what toothache means. 1. The subject is evidently the man and so forth. Note that in this sentence, the predicate comes first. At first sight, the subject seems to be an individual, but on further consideration, we see that the article the does not imply that there is only one such man. Hence, the phrase the man is equivalent to all men who. 2. The verb is are. 3. The predicate is happy. 4. Let univ be men. 5. The sign of quantity is all. 6. The proposition now becomes all, men who do not know what toothache means, are, happy men. 8. Some farmers always grumble at the weather, whatever it may be. 1. The subject is farmers. 2. The verb is grumble, for which we substitute the phrase are who grumble. 3. The predicate is who always grumble, etc. 4. Let univ be persons. 5. The sign of quantity is some. 6. The proposition now becomes some farmers are persons who always grumble at the weather, whatever it may be. 9. No lambs are accustomed to smoke cigars. 1. The subject is lambs. 2. The verb is are. 3. The predicate is accustomed, and so forth. 4. Let univ be animals. 5. The sign of quantity is no. 6. The proposition now becomes no. Lambs are animals accustomed to smoke cigars. 10. I cannot understand examples that are not arranged in regular order like those I am used to. 1. The subject is examples that, etc. 2. The verb is, I cannot understand, which we must alter so as to have examples, instead of I as the nominative case. It may be expressed as, are not understood by me. 3. The predicate is, not understood by me. 4. Let univ be examples. 5. The sign of quantity is all. 6. The proposition now becomes all. Examples that are not arranged in regular order like those I am used to. Are. Examples not understood by me. 3. A proposition of relation beginning with all is a double proposition. A proposition of relation beginning with all asserts, as we already know, that all members of the subject are members of the predicate. This evidently contains, as a part of what it tells us, the smaller proposition, some members of the subject are members of the predicate. Thus, the proposition, all bankers are rich men, evidently contains the smaller proposition, some bankers are rich men. The question now arises, what is the rest of the information which this proposition gives us? In order to answer this question, let us begin with the smaller proposition, some members of the subject are members of the predicate, and suppose that this is all we have been told, and let us proceed to inquire what else we need to be told in order to know that all members of the subject are members of the predicate. Thus we may suppose that the proposition, some bankers are rich men, is all the information we possess, and we may proceed to inquire what other proposition needs to be added to it in order to make up the entire proposition, all bankers are rich men. Let us also suppose that the univ, that is, the genus of which both the subject and the predicate are species, has been divided, by the process of dichotomy, into two smaller classes, namely, 1. The predicate, 2. The class whose differentia is contradictory to that of the predicate. Thus we may suppose that the genus men, of which both bankers and rich men are species, have been divided into the two smaller classes, rich men, poor men. Now, we know that every member of the subject is, as shown at page 6, a member of the univ. Hence, every member of the subject is either in class 1 or else in class 2. Thus, we know that every banker is a member of the genus men. Hence, every banker is either in the class rich men or else in the class poor men. Also, we have been told that, in the case we are discussing, some members of the subject are in class 1. What else do we need to be told in order to know that all of them are there? Evidently, we need to be told that none of them are in class 2. That is, that none of them are members of the class whose differentia is contradictory to that of the predicate. Thus, we may suppose we have been told that some bankers are in the class rich men. What else do we need to be told in order to know that all of them are there? Evidently, we need to be told that none of them are in the class poor men. Hence, a proposition of relation beginning with all is a double proposition and is equivalent to, that is, gives the same information as, the two propositions. 1. Some members of the subject are members of the predicate. 2. No members of the subject are members of the class whose differentia is contradictory to that of the predicate. Thus, the proposition, all bankers are rich men, is double proposition and is equivalent to the two propositions, some bankers are rich men, no bankers are rich men. 4. What is implied in a proposition of relation as to the reality of its terms? Note that the rules here laid down are arbitrary and only applied to part one of my symbolic logic. A proposition of relation beginning with some is henceforward to be understood as asserting that there are some existing things which, being members of the subject, are also members of the predicate, that is, that some existing things are members of both terms at once. Hence, it is to be understood as implying that each term, taken by itself, is real. Thus, the proposition, some rich men are invalids, is to be understood as asserting that some existing things are rich invalids. Hence, it implies that each of the two classes, rich men and invalids, taken by itself, is real. A proposition of relation, beginning with no, is henceforward to be understood as asserting that there are no existing things which, being members of the subject, are also members of the predicate, that is, that no existing things are members of both terms at once. But this implies nothing as to the reality of either term taken by itself. Thus the proposition, no mermaids are milliners, is to be understood as asserting that no existing things are mermaid milliners. But this implies nothing as to the reality or the unreality of either of the two classes, mermaids and milliners, taken by itself. In this case, as it happens, the subject is imaginary and the predicate real. A proposition of relation beginning with all contains a similar proposition beginning with some, hence it is to be understood as implying that each term taken by itself is real. Thus, the proposition, all hyenas are savage animals, contains the proposition, some hyenas are savage animals. Hence it implies that each of the two classes, hyena and savage animals, taken by itself, is real. 5. Translation of a proposition of relation into one or more propositions of existence. We have seen that a proposition of relation, beginning with some, asserts that some existing things, being members of its subject, are also members of its predicate. Hence, it asserts that some existing things are members of both. That is, it asserts that some existing things are members of the class of things which have all the attributes of the subject and the predicate. Hence, to translate it into a proposition of existence, we take existing things as the new subject and things which have all the attributes of the subject and the predicate as the new predicate. Similarly, for a proposition of relation beginning with no, a proposition of relation beginning with all is equivalent to two propositions, one beginning with some and the other with no, each of which we know now how to translate. Let us work a few examples to illustrate these rules. Some apples are not ripe. Here we arrange thus, some, sign of quantity, existing things, the subject, are, the copula, not ripe apples, the predicate, or thus, some, existing things, are, not ripe apples. 2. Some farmers always grumble at the weather, whatever it may be. Here we arrange thus, some, existing things, are, farmers who always grumble at the weather, whatever it may be. 3. No lambs are accustomed to smoke cigars. Here we arrange thus. No. Existing things. Are. Lambs accustomed to smoke cigars. 4. None of my speculations have brought me as much as 5%. Here we arrange thus. No. Existing things. Are. Speculations of mine which have brought me as much as 5%. 5. None but the brave deserve the fair. Here we note to begin with that the phrase none but the brave is equivalent to no, not brave men. We then arrange thus. No. Existing things. Are. Not brave men deserving of the fair. 6. All bankers are rich men. This is equivalent to the two propositions, some bankers are rich men, and no bankers are poor men. Here we arrange thus. Some. Existing things. Are. Rich bankers. And. No. Existing things. Are. Poor bankers. The end of chapter 3. Read by Rick Kistner for Let to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.